Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Welcome, my beloved friend, in the name of the Lord. I'm here in Israel. I'm actually overlooking the mount where Yeshua spoke the Sermon on the Mount, and I just got done recording 4 episodes on the Beatitudes. You know, when I was younger and I read the Beatitudes, I really didn't quite know what to make of them. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those that mourn. It all sounded kind of weak and sad to me. I didn't quite get it. I was too young in the Lord to truly understand what Yeshua was saying. When he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, I thought, wow, that doesn't really sound like someone that's strong. When he said, blessed are those that mourn, I thought, wow, why would he say, blessed are those that mourn? Why would he want me to be sad? But beloved, what he's saying is that we need to be brought in our lives to a place of recognizing our need for God. Because only when you recognize your need for God and become dependent on him, can you truly be drawn into a full relationship with him. You see, the foundation of our walk with him is that his power is perfected in our weakness. So the Lord may bring you and I through some really difficult and hard times in order to break us so that he can remake us. This is what they do in the Army, right? In the Marines. They break down the new recruits, break them of their pride, of their cockiness, of relying on themselves. They break them down in order to make them pliable so they can begin to receive from the military's strategic force. And in a similar way, but in a completely different realm, this is what God does. He breaks us to remake us. He can't build on the old foundation. Yeshua said you can't put new wine into old wineskins. So if you're going through a hard time right now, if you're mourning, beloved, or if you're feeling poor in spirit, remember Yeshua said, blessed are those that mourn. And blessed are those that are the poor in spirit, because this is your time to connect with God. It may feel painful now, but the end result will be the peaceful fruit of righteousness. You see, James told us to consider it all joy when we go through various trials. I want to encourage you right now, thank the Lord for the hard time that you're going through. Give him praise, knowing that he's bringing you something good from it. Blessed are you in the kingdom of God.